It remains a fine time to find a job. I'm David Brancaccio. The hiring and unemployment reports for March are in. 431,000 more people were on payrolls, a strong showing across sectors, and even more so with an upward revision today on the previous month's data. A separate survey where they check house by house finds an unemployment rate lower than expected, 3.6%. And that's even with more people coming off the sidelines to look for work. Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspective.
So now what we are seeing is a very established trend of people coming back to the workforce, people that left during the pandemic. And yet the hiring is strong enough to absorb these people and the unemployment rate keeps falling. So this is just, again, across the board signs of strength.
This vigorous labor market is one among many reasons prices are going up with the inflation that the U.S. Central Bank is so concerned about, along with pandemic distortions in the supply chain and energy prices with Russia's war on Ukraine. But how much of this inflation is because companies have the power to jam the higher prices upon us? A question which brings us to today's Marketplace Morning Report, Economic Pulse. Regular checkups from a range of perspectives. Trevon Logan is a professor of economics at Ohio State University. Welcome.
Good morning.
So one antidote to crazy inflation these days is right to raise interest rates. The Fed's working on that. But I think you've been reflecting on another tool, promoting more competition in industry. How does that work?
Yes, I think one of the most interesting aspects that we've seen about inflation today and in the recent months is that inflation is occurring in places where wage growth is not particularly strong. So if we think about inflation in, for example, food at home, it's actually rising faster there than food away from home. So one of the reasons we think that might be related to competition is that we know that that market is not particularly competitive today, as there's been a larger amount of market concentration, which can help firms to raise prices faster because they face fewer competitors in the market.
The only thing about this competition tool to fight inflation is that it takes a while for it to kick in, at least with the Fed. If all that works with interest rates, inflation maybe could come down as the year goes on. But the competition stuff is something that, you know, we'd be talking several years before that might impact prices.
Yes. And so certainly to bring more competitors into market is not something that's going to happen overnight. But I think one of the things that economists are a bit concerned about in terms of this market concentration is the fact that monetary policy itself might not be as effective in bringing inflation to tame it, or that you would have to have even larger increases in the Fed funds rate, for example, to bring about that correction to price increases, because it's still filtering through a less competitive market process.
Great to talk to Trevon Logan, a professor of economics at Ohio State University. The Marketplace Morning Report, Economic Pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. Dr. Logan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're waiting the results of two union elections at Amazon warehouses in Staten Island, New York. The counting of votes could finish today. And in Bessemer, Alabama, the no union vote seems to be leading. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with the latest.
The Amazon workers in Bessemer are voting on whether to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union. It looks like the Bessemer workers have rejected the union, but there are more than 400 challenged ballots, and they could change the outcome. A hearing on those ballots is expected in the next few weeks.
But there are indications that yes on union may be leading in Staten Island?
Yes, so far. And that vote counting will continue today. The union in that election, the Amazon labor union, had a significant lead yesterday, but there are still an unknown number of ballots left to count.
What are some of the key drivers of these unionization efforts here?
Well, the Amazon labor union wants a 7.5% pay hike to account for inflation. The retail, wholesale, and department store union accused Amazon of spreading disinformation during a union vote in Bessemer last year, and this year's vote there is a redo.
Anything yet from Amazon?
No, I reached out to Amazon for comment, haven't heard back yet, but after last year's election in Bessemer, Amazon said it listens to its workers and offers great pay and benefits.
We'll get fresh data on spending for construction in just a bit. And according to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now at its highest since 2018. That's part of the plan. The Fed is trying to tamp down economic activity to stamp out inflation. But in a country with an ongoing crisis in housing, these policies should slow home building. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
A Fed rate hike can make all kinds of loans more expensive, including the loans that developers take out to build new homes.
It's yet another factor that's increasing the cost of construction.
Robert Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders. He says in the short run, rising interest rates could cool down home prices, but in the long run, they can make a big problem in the housing market even worse, a lack of supply.
It's going to have impacts on housing inventory 3 to 4 years down the road.
And higher financing costs come at a tough time for home builders, says Dan Dunmoyer with the California Building Industry Association.
Nails, fixtures, hinges, every single component has gone up in cost over the last year.
Dunmoyer says eventually those costs will get passed on to home buyers. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
The 10-year interest rate right now is up 2.45% after the strong employment report that we were leading with today. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are J.C. Bold and Jessen Dueler. Our intern is Jarrett Dang. I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.